Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:10, favorite time of week. We get to talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. Ian McNulty, welcome. A little thing going on at the fairgrounds this weekend, huh?
Yes, the race course is alive with the thunder, not of hooves, but of revelers beating the well-trod path out there. The neighborhoods come back alive out there around the fairgrounds. Porch parties afterwards, restaurants and bars all light all around there. And then, of course, 100,000 people or so packed into the infield with tons of food and, I'm told, some music also.
Tim, speaking of which, Tim Zimmer was telling me about his golf experience yesterday, and I heard about 20 minutes of it, and I didn't hear a word about golf. I heard about food and drinking. So I got some good stuff to eat out at the TPC as well with the Zurich Classic. Tell me about, I saw this article you wrote about, there's so many different angles to Jazz Fest, and NOLA.com sure. Doing a great job of covering them all. But the one you wrote about, new food, new vendors at Jazz Fest.
Yeah, so every year, here's the thing about Jazz Fest food, and I think most locals know this and love it. The food vendors don't change that often. You go to other festivals, and it's a whole new slate from year to year. Sometimes it works out for the vendors, sometimes not. But at Jazz Fest, it's a different animal because over the years, the vendors that go out there, they've established these systems in these processes and, more to the point, these dishes, and those dishes themselves become associated with the event, and people want them year after year. And so, it's nothing for Jazz Fest vendors to log 10, 12, 20, 30 years out there. The number of vendors that are out there today that have been there since the 1980s is impressive. And, one, Vance Vaucerson, Vaucerson Sausage Company, his family has been out there from the very beginning, so it's the very first one. But year after year, same vendors come back, same dishes come back, and thus traditions and rituals are born around the food at Jazz Fest, even though in generalities, you can get a gumbo anywhere in New Orleans, you can get a po' boy anywhere in New Orleans, but there are people who do not think it is Jazz Fest time or even late spring in New Orleans without having the specific andouille quail gumbo from Prejean's at Jazz Fest, to be eating this while walking around in the dust of the track or the greens of the infield. There are people who know it's not Jazz Fest until they have their soft shell crab po' boy from the galley, or until they have their crawfish sack oyster patty savory beignet combo from Patton's Catering and Slidell on a combo plate there. But every year there is some change here and there. And last year's has brought a little bit more than usual for a couple of reasons. One is simply the sort of the graying of the fleet, you could say. You don't get that kind of longevity out of vendors without the march of time catching up too. And so, a number have looked at retiring in recent years. And then the COVID situation did to the food vendors at Jazz Fest what it did to everybody in the hospitality business in particular, which was forced to stop and then a rethink and then all sorts of difficulties getting back going again. So in the last couple of years that we've had Jazz Fest, there's been a lot more change than usual. That's leveled off a little bit. And this year, the story out there for me has been a couple of new vendors that I've been checking out, and a few that have returned that have, after a couple of years being on the sideline, staged a comeback. And so the brand new vendors, the one I beelined to yesterday, and believe me, I get in the gates and go right for the food booth the way some people are dashing to the front of the ropes at the big stages. I went to this one called Fritai. It's a Haitian restaurant that's located in Treme, and this is their first year at Jazz Fest. This is a new restaurant, opened just a couple years ago during the pandemic. And the reason I like it is it tastes Creole, but not specifically New Orleans. It's that Haitian Caribbean Creole idea that relates a lot to the New Orleans Creole, but just is expressed differently, sort of like your cousin instead of your brother. Mm-hmm. And it's they're doing great food out there, Jazz Fest, in the first year. And I have to say, one dish, if you like spice, you like hot, peppery, spicy food, you're going to want to try a dish called Shrimp Picklis. It's P-I-K-L-I-Z. And picklis is a staple of Haitian cooking, I've learned, through Fritai. And the way it's served there, it's sort of this cool slaw of cabbage, carrots, other vegetables, shot through with plump sweet shrimp, served with little plantain chips on the side, and you drag through. And it's, it's a hot day out there. It's a cool, crisp, refreshing dish that also is just fire with the spice. So seriously, if you're a pepperhead, circle that one. If you're not, maybe beware. Other new vendors out there. Well, there's a really cute one called Firefly Popsicles.
Well, hang on one second. Let me get back to the Haitian food.
Yeah.
And the what's the name of the place again? The
Fritai.
Yeah. What is this? Corn ribs? What is all that about?
Oh yes. Okay. There's two other dishes that are out there, Stan. One is a crab meat macaroni au gratin, which is sort of a combination of crab meat au gratin and macaroni and cheese. It's hearty. It's heavy. Frankly, it's very rich. It's comfort food. It's probably the opposite of that crisp, blazingly hot dish I described earlier. The third dish is serving out there is called corn ribs. I'm like, yes, did you know corn has ribs? It can have ribs if you cut it a certain way. So it's the way they cut the corn off of the cob, taking a little bit of the cob with it, and the way you eat it is as if kind of nibbling rib meat off of a bone. But of course, it's corn, no meat involved. It's actually a vegan dish. But the interesting part of that dish is the sauce. It's this roasted red pepper sauce that they serve it with. And when I mentioned the idea of Creole, but not specifically Louisiana Creole, that's it. Like this is a sauce that you would expect to find in sort of a shrimp Creole dish here in New Orleans. Just a little bit different, but definitely drawing from the same DNA. So those are the three dishes they have out there.
Awesome.
At the Fritai stand, which is in Food Area 2, for those of you who know your Jazz Fest geography, the one that's the food area closest to the main stage.
All right. Moving along?
Yeah, sure. So another new vendor, this is a really cute one. It's called Firefly Pops, and you'll find it in the kids' area. There's this whole sort of little campus of children's-oriented programming over there at Jazz Fest. And Firefly Pops is this little pop-up for kind of specialty ice pops, popsicles. And, I love this story because last year, Firefly was outside Jazz Fest. They were set up in somebody's front yard selling popsicles to people coming out. And this year they're in the fest. They made the big leagues. They got signs. They got drafted to pluck a term from our sports coverage.
Do they have scouts walking around looking?
I think they do. Yeah, I think they do. That's another thing about Jazz Fest food vendors is you can apply. There's a link on the website. Like I say, there's not a lot of turnover. A lot of people want to be in there. A lot of people want to give it a shot. But this is a well-oiled machine with a lot of processes and procedures. And
it's a big league.
There's not a lot of turnover. Yeah, it's a big league. And so, it's the kind of thing where I think it's like trying to become a riverboat pilot. You could apply. They'll look at your application. You can leave it right there on the desk with the rest of it. But in reality, if there's a vacancy in the Jazz Fest food ranks, that's somebody who's probably going to be recruited and already sort of known for what they're doing. But Firefly Pops, check it out. It's super cute in the kids' area. And this is not just like orange or strawberry. This is Louisiana strawberry pop dipped in chocolate. That's the one I had indulgently yesterday. And there's a cafe au lait one, which has coffee flavor and a little kick of coffee. So that's nice. Cracklin' is back. Cracklin' has been a missing food item from Jazz Fest for the last, since COVID. Used to be run by an operation called Fatties. She's just going to love a name like that. But Cracklin' is finally back with a new vendor, and this is Chris's Specialty Foods, which is a butcher shop that's probably familiar to people from Lakeview. They've got a couple up in upriver in Baton Rouge area, too. But Chris's Specialty Foods, Cajun Butcher Shop, it's right there in Harrison. And they've got two types of Cracklin' out there this year. They've got your traditional pork Cracklin' and also chicken Cracklin'. I tried both, side-by-side tasting. Even wadded up a little bit of each one and ate them both at the same time. Because I got to be thorough. But the pork Cracklin' are just as you expect. meaty, salty, that audible crack along the edge of it. The chicken, a little puffier, a little squishier. And I also overheard just the ridiculous conversation at the counter of people asking, well, which one's better for you? Which one's a little lighter? Meaning, which version of fried fat?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably the more health-conscious one. And two, in fact.
Let me take a break. You can pick it up when we come back here, all right? Because I want to leave with a little bit of Jazz Fest trivia, and you can text me at 504-260-1870. Is this a musical act or a food dish? And Ian, you don't get to play. This is for the audience.
All right.
Yakiniku po'boy, is that a dish or a musical act? Text me at 504-260-1870. We'll be back with Ian McNulty talking about Jazz Fest and eating and drinking in New Orleans here on WWL. Tommy Tucker back in a flash.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Real quick, text line. Somebody asked if the Jazz Fest contest is still going on. It certainly is, and I gave the word away earlier. I'll give it again. It's Pirogue, P-I-R-O-G-U-E, but you have to worry about how to spell it. When you go to WWL.com/contest, you'll see a drop-down menu. Click on Pirogue and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win Jazz Fest tickets plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express Shuttle passes. WWL is giving away a pair every day this week. All you got to do is listen to me, Newell, who will be at Jazz Fest today. Scooter Sports Talk for the Jazz Fest password of the day to see amazing artists like Foo Fighters, Neil Young, Bonnie Raitt, Queen Latifah, Greta Van Fleet, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck. Happy festing for Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest. And WWL, which brings us to the contest we were having as we speak with Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining for NOLA.com, about whether Yakiniku Po'boy was a musical act or a food dish. And Ian, you'd be surprised, the texts are about half and half. Half saying food dish, half saying musical act. Let's go to the judge. Ian McNulty, survey says?
That is definitely a dish, but it could be a tribute band. I could see a tribute band based on this dish. The Yakiniku Po'boy is one of the sleeper hits out of Jazz Fest. It's fabulous. It's from the Japanese stand, Agent Cajun, also over in Food Area 2, and it's fabulous. It's griddled beef, ribeye, sliced thin, almost cheesesteak style, with all these crunchy vegetables, carrots and cucumber. And it's in the soy marinade, and there's these wonderful sauces on the side that you can squirt on. It's sort of a chunky sriracha on the side, or this, they call it a devil sauce, and it's on this, crunchy, crusty po'boy loaf. It's great. It's again, we talk about soft shell crab, crawfish monica, crawfish bread, which is back. The cochon de lait po'boy. These are sort of the headliner Jazz Fest dishes. They're all back. But I love seeing these sleeper hits, finding ones like that. I'm glad you pointed that one out. Another one that's back this year, I love this place, Jamila's Cafe. Mm-hmm. Wonderful Tunisian restaurant on Maple Street. They're back at Jazz Fest. Don't miss that crawfish and zucchini and spinach bisque. And while we're on the topic of sleepers, just one more. Kaluta's. A lot of people know them from their king cake during king cake season. They do the crawfish strudel, which sounds like a dessert, but it's not. It's a savory pastry that's baked, not fried. And basically is filled with flaky pastry surrounding some crawfish, highly seasoned crawfish, almost like a crawfish etouffee on the inside. Mm. Fabulous dish and a good sleeper hit.
Mm. Before we'll get back to sleepers in a minute, there were two others you wanted to mention, right, before we went to break?
Oh, just new vendors. The other is there's a Jazz Fest is celebrating Columbia this year over at the Cultural Exchange Pavilion that's right in the middle of the stage. And there's a food booth there that has its own cocktail bar, which is a nice twist. And they're doing food from Colombia. And so there's empanadas. There's a chicken one and one with potatoes and cheese. Actually, like one with potato and cheese is a little better. And two different versions of ceviche, one with shrimp, just very lightly marinated in lime. Not raw, but very, very light. and then a vegetarian ceviche, which is basically just chopped up vegetables with a lot of seasoning. I think it kind of cheats a little bit calling it vegetarian ceviche, but whatever. And right next door to that is a bar where you can get either a frozen or non-frozen version of this drink called the Coco Loco, which is to the beaches of Colombia what Fire Engine Red 32-ounce daiquiri is to the French Quarter. So that's a fun one. And then one more new one, they're serving a familiar menu, but Klessy's Seafood of Mid-City has taken over the boiled crawfish booth. So they got boiled crawfish, crawfish etouffee, and this like really fun kind of crawfish dirty rice. And Klessy's has been on a real roll. This is a place that started out as a pop-up, just doing boils on sidewalks outside of bars. Spin the Cools from Mid-City was the very first. That was 10 years ago. Now they got a banging family restaurant there on Banville Street in Mid-City. And they're doing Jazz Fest for the first year. So, again, like, you know, getting called up to the bigs. Go Klessy's. And they won our NOLA.com online voting bracket just this week, too. So busy week for a family business that's doing good stuff.
You know, I'm looking at all these dishes, and I'm wondering, and we'll go through a couple of them, if you can get them, like, only at Jazz Fest, other places. I'm looking at pecan catfish meniere with seafood melaton casserole.
Yeah, that's from Gallagher's, the fabulous Pat Gallagher's restaurants up on the North Shore, and he's been doing that forever. And, yeah, I highlight that dish because this is like a restaurant dish. This is a white tablecloth quality dish. The sauce for that crab cake is a smoked tomato tartare sauce. I mean, come on. They're smoking tomatoes for their sauce, Tommy. You're not going to get that specific combination of things probably anywhere else. The crab cakes are real good at Gallagher's, but putting it all together like that on a paper plate while you're walking around Jazz Fest and just the coral reef of humanity that surrounds you and washes over you while you're out there. It's all part of the big picture, you know? It's the drinks, it's the food, it's the people around you. Hopefully the weather cooperates. If not, you roll with it. The music. We haven't mentioned the music at all, but that's happening in the background. And it's the after parties, and it's talking about it with your friends afterwards. And frankly, even if you don't go to Jazz Fest, it's just knowing that this thing is lighting up the city right now and breathing life into our businesses before the slow season arrives in a little bit. And that should be a good feeling, too, because it really is a celebration of New Orleans, Louisiana culture out there. And it's something that resonates through the year.
And not just for people from the United States. This is a worldwide thing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, Tommy, I love it. I mean, I love walking through the crowd. I'm usually rolling solo. You know, I'm on a mission to get to all these food booths. And I'm just overhearing the conversations of people who are at their leisure, who are on vacation, and who are just loving it. You know, they're visiting from across the country or overseas, and they're seeing New Orleans at its absolute best, right? The weather is perfect. All the flowers are in bloom. The gardens are pretty. Everyone's happy. You know, you just hear like, yo, honey, we can move here. This would be great. You know, we can get one of these little houses as our second home. And you just like, I love this. But come visit in August or maybe September before you pull the trigger on that. We need you.
Pucker factor happens in September when we start hearing about what's out in the Gulf.
Crab meat stuffed beignets might be one of the single best bites of food at Jazz Fest. And this comes from Loretta's Authentic Pralines. And everyone I recommend this to comes running back to me thanking me. They love it. It's a beignet. But they slice it open and fill it with some lightly seasoned crab meat. It's not gooey or gushing or overdone. It's just the sweet crab meat against that puffy, crisp-shelled beignet, and it's fantastic. And it's gone in like maybe three or four bites, and it's bliss.
I'm looking at some new dishes and returning vendors story that you wrote here. Bananas Foster cheesecake and Louisiana strawberry cupcake, area one.
Well, those are new. Yeah, those are new dishes. They're on my list today, in fact.
Okay.
I'm going to go try those.
Well, somebody has to, Ian.
It's all part of my ministry.
Yeah, Louisiana crawfish roll. Louisiana crawfish salad roll. Have you tried that yet?
Now, I've had a very similar sounding dish in years past, and it's sort of like a lobster roll comes to Louisiana. If it's the same dish, it's a different vendor, so I'm curious to see how they do it. I wasn't thrilled with the bread the first time around a few years ago when they rolled this out. It was not just it was more of a roll. It was more of a bun than what I wanted as a like kind of a po' boy loaf.
And we talked,
but we'll see what they do with it this year.
We talked about crab meat stuffed beignets, but there's also Patton's does a shrimp beignet, or is doing.
Yes, yeah, and that's different this year. That's a little twist. So Patton's is the vendor we mentioned earlier with the crawfish sacks, which are fabulous. The oyster patties, which are very traditional, like right off of your, you know, it's a Vula event with the oyster poached oysters and cream sauce, and then the third part of that combo. Is usually crawfish beignets. Mm-hmm. This year they're doing shrimp beignets, and I spoke with Patton Central, and they tell me that was a decision based on the higher price of crawfish. So they're still serving their crawfish sack, but they're making a little flex there with the shrimp beignet. And also, one of the family members who runs the company told me she just likes the shrimp beignet better. So, you talked about the Zurich Classic earlier. That's a company that's fielding both of these events simultaneously. Wow. They're doing both Jazz Fest and Zurich Classic, and we'll be making tens and tens of thousands of these things.
You know, I was watching, as you say that, I was watching the NFL draft last night and looking at the huge crowd in Detroit and thinking it would be nice to have that here, but there's no way because it always happens on a weekend when we have the Zurich Classic and the Jazz Fest, and we just couldn't accommodate it. There's no way that could happen. I don't think.
Right. Yeah. How much can you build in? There'd be nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
You
know? And not to mention that pork debris and grits from Kaluta's, which is kind of like grits and griots or shrimp and grits. What
exactly.
Is that about?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Kaluta's is long done. I mentioned them earlier with the crawfish strudel, which is great. They've long done shrimp and grits out there, and this year this is a new dish. You nailed it. It's basically griots and grits, but prepared with pork. Because I'm told when you put griots on a festival menu like that, there are a lot of out-of-towners. They think they don't know what it is, and they assume it's something like gizzards, and so they bypass it. Mm-hmm. Which, come on, bring the gizzards back. Put some gizzards on the Jazz Fest menu. I'd love to see that. But yes, for people passing by kind of shopping with their eyes, that they get confused, they don't know what it is. Now that doesn't stop the Yakiniki po' boy from making star appearances, but that's a new dish this year, so that's another one on my list to see how it goes today.
All right, quick texts that are coming in here. Vendor, who does the garlic ribeye po' boy at Jazz Fest?
That's the Yakiniki po' boy that we're talking about.
Okay. Somebody else?
Better
known as?
The garlic ribeye po' boy.
Okay. Somebody else wants to know about Crawfish Bread Original Baker. They're back, right?
Yes, they are back. That's been one of the big return stories. This is John Ed Laborde out of Marksville. They bowed out last year. So it's been a good run, but it's the end of the road. And, you know, wonderful story. Last year, a guy was at his camp, fishing instead of being at Jazz Fest, and it didn't feel right. And, you know, he went to his shop, and he saw people who drive in from, like, places like Kansas, Midwest, wherever they drive to Jazz Fest. They stopped by his shop and knocked on the door, wanted to see him and wanted to buy crawfish bread from him and take pictures with him. And they were wearing their Jazz Fest shirts. And it got to him, and he just had a change of heart.
No kidding.
And they, you know, did some changes in the business, reconfigured a couple things to boost their capacity, and called up Jazz Fest and said, "We'd love to come back if you'll have us." They said, "Absolutely." And Jazz Fest has crawfish bread back. Hallelujah. It's terrific. It's one of the first things I ate yesterday.
That's a great story. Somebody real quick looking for a place to have an after party at after Jazz Fest, bars or something around the area or restaurants?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Pal's Lounge is sort of like the cab stand for Jazz Fest. It's just far enough away from the madness that it's starting to filter out just a little bit. Parkview Tavern is up on Carrollton Avenue, which we just got some great news from them. Their lease was up, but apparently they've hit a compromise with their new landlords, and they're going to be staying put for a little while. So huzzah to that. That's on Carrollton, kind of right on the way out. Right across the street is Toops Meadery if you want something, you want dinner, you know, that's right over there in the same area. Now, these places are going to be pretty busy, but also people assume they're going to be so busy, maybe they won't be that busy. So you're kind of taking your chances around there. But Mid-City, as you spread out a little further, is filled with great places like that. Bayou Beer Garden / Bayou Wine Garden nearby, outdoors, laid back, walk on in. That could be a good landing spot heading on the way back. Don't forget Finn McCool's. You mentioned that earlier. They got their a good little pub kitchen that's rolling now.
Thank you, Ian McNulty.
These are all easy places in the orbit. Yeah,
appreciate it. Have a good time today, man. Be safe.
I'm here for it.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Ian McNulty. Just Google Ian McNulty. You'll find out everything you need. And we come back, we're turning a little serious. Talk with Scott Vaughn, who founded Unbranded. They do some great work about a thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it's very, very serious as it relates to sex trafficking and victims. And the victims of this certainly want us to talk about it so we can help them. We'll tell you all about it when we come back on WWL. Here's traffic.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.